Today is Sunday, the 10th of March, the fourth Sunday of Lent. The community of Taizé sing Gott ist nur Liebe. God is nothing but love. Dare to give all for love. Give yourselves without fear. Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light, and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God.
During the start of this passage, we're told how much God loved and loves the world. Stay for a moment or two with your sense of this great love that God has for the world. God's love is not blind. He knows that there is much that is wrong, much that could be condemned. Yet, still, his love is greater than all the faults and failings. How do you find yourself reacting to these words? The passage moves to an invitation to come into the light of God's love. What might that mean in your life? At the beginning of this reading, there's a comparison of the model serpent that Moses held up. Those who gathered and looked at it were healed. And Jesus on the cross. As you hear the words again, imagine yourself looking at Christ on the cross as you hear them.
Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light, and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God.
God doesn't only love the whole of the world like this. He loves you, personally. just as strongly. Take these final minutes of prayer to respond to this loving God in whatever way seems good to you. You have given all to me.
To you, Lord, I return it.
Everything is yours.
Do with it what you will.
Give me only your love and your grace.
That is enough for me.
Amen.